you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Valerie Bertinelli tomorrow, talking about her memoir. One Day at a Time, of course, Eddie Van Halen. Going to be interesting. Love her. We've talked to her before, haven't we, Push?
I think we have.
I believe so, yeah.
I think we have.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe she'll have us... over for dinner on her cooking show.
That'd
she has her celebrity friends over for dinner.
They would just tape it and not run it.
Probably.
That's our national TV exposure.
That's how it works.
Tape it and we won't run it. Thank you, Dr. Ian.
You guys talked to him since then?
No. Well, once.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah, once, twice.
We didn't bring it up because I didn't want to put him on the spot, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
I really didn't care. I spent the Saturday night not getting all boozed up and getting some sleep and showering at 5 in the morning.
Oh, that didn't stop me.
Whatever. No big deal. We love Dr. Ian. He's not that idiot Dr. Oz who's just completely horrible. Yeah. We like Dr. Ian.
I haven't seen any Dr. Oz commercials in the Steeler game on Sunday.
No, I told you it slipped through that one time. You watched it, too.
Yeah,
And it's funny when they would show Penn State football.
Oh, it was Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State.
Then I saw the ad.
Yeah, the ad slipped in nationally.
You know? Oh, it did?
Yeah. Because I was watching a Penn State game, and I text two of my buds back east when Penn State's on. I texted right away after the break. I said, man, is Dr. Oz getting any kind of
traction
in Pennsylvania? And the guy goes, yeah, how'd you see that commercial? I said, I don't know. It slipped through and ran in Omaha.
Yeah.
No, I bet you they bought national.
No, yeah, I think they bought it
nationally. Probably nothing else available. All the local stuff gets sold out right away. There's so much limited availability. I bet you they just bought a national spot.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Because they got money.
But nobody's voting except for there.
Yeah, there's no way for a local commercial to end up on ESPN accidentally.
Yeah.
No.
But he does. Wait, I'm talking about the local town might have, the local provider might have screwed up. Whatever. Because you're right, they get to raise money nationally now, these kind of bozos. He said no. He said no, they're not taking him seriously there. Apparently Republicans don't even like him in there. Which is crazy because he's just doing all the typical, talking points. Trump was right.
Well, when's the primaries if they're advertising already?
Well, probably the spring. Yeah, the national elections this fall. Yeah.
It's Frank Caliendo's birthday.
Love Frank.
About 5'8".
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah.
5'9".
I'm 5'5".
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Frank is 52. Probably younger than that. I'm probably wrong. How old is he?
48, it says
okay.
here.
Yeah. Right.
Sounds about right.
That sounds about right. And how are you going to celebrate today, Frank?
You know, I just got to be where I couldn't be myself without the drug. I mean, there's a line going right here and a line going right here. You grab a razor right here. I mean, the funny thing is you're doing it on the mirror and you're looking at yourself doing it.
Yeah. And remember this?
Oh, grand again!
else I got, Hank?
Oh, I do that from time to time.
I know.
Time.
Yeah. It's been a while. Yeah. He doesn't do Gruden much anymore, but I wonder why. Yeah,
something must have happened.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You got to wig the game.
Yeah.
He should do a one-man show where he reads the Gruden emails.
Yeah.
The problem
is he became friends with Gruden, so I think he probably feels just bad about
probably.
Everything.
Probably.
Yeah.
The asshat monologues?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he knows the good side of Gruden.
Well, he didn't know the racial side, obviously, because Frank's a good guy, you know.
No, and Gruden probably didn't display that around him.
You're not your brother's keeper, exactly, when it comes to that. Right. Oh, I forgot about this one. Yeah, we love Frank. 48, Frank, happy birthday, buddy, if you're listening.
Tot, 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 and Tyler.
White House making about 400 million N95 masks available for free, higher quality, said to offer more protection.
That's the one you got, right,
against
Craig?
Variant. Yeah. I have a KN95.
How's that feel on your face?
Fine.
Okay.
I got one here, too. They're pretty comfortable.
Okay. Yeah, they're fine.
And how about the mask?
Yep.
Yeah, what dumb about the mask? Right.
That's an open-ended question. How does that feel on your face?
These things are going to be shipped to pharmacies in the next couple of days, meaning they should be available by next week.
Good thing about those masks is it prevents rug burn.
Yeah. How's that feel on your face, Craig?
Fine.
All's them in there somewhere.
The latest I read, they're recommending the N95s that go over your head. You know, they got the band that they don't latch onto your ears.
That's
latch
the actual N95, right. Yeah. As opposed to any other letter N95. Yeah. That's the actual N95.
All right.
I think the KN95 and whatever is in front of it just indicates where it was manufactured. Like the KN is Korea.
That's what I understand. Yeah. The K is, they're made in Korea.
All right.
What's the M stand for?
That's a good question.
I got this black one.
Right? It's a question.
Well, the K's Korea. The M's got to be something.
Yeah, they come in
Madagascar.
And I don't know that that's correct, but it might be.
In fashionable colors now.
Yeah.
I found some of those, strapped to the back of your head. Yeah, like $2 a piece on Amazon. And then I got the free COVID. Well, I'm on the list anyway. I logged on when ABC News was talking about the free COVID test.
Yeah.
The website had crashed at that point, and I got on this morning and got through.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be open until today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yesterday they opened it up for testing and blah, blah, blah.
Now, you're going to swab.
Today's the actual day that it's open.
You're going to swab if you're not feeling sick?
No. I'll wait till I'm symptomatic.
Don't waste it.
Here's my trouble with this, and I just wonder. I haven't looked into this.
All right.
I wonder if people are going to get these tests and then, someone's going to say, hey, you have to pass a test. And then they don't do the test correctly and then say, see, I passed.
Right.
Yep. Or they get a false positive.
Yeah, there are false positives out there, too.
Well,
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm more fine with false positives and false negatives at this point.
I would rather err on that side, too, Craig. I see your point.
I thought it would be nice.
I would only do it if I was symptomatic. I'm not going to do it non-symptomatic because I don't want a false positive either, If I'm symptomatic, I'll take it, sure.
Yeah, but I'm afraid of people just saying, no, I passed, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I did it incorrectly so that I would say,
right.
Yeah, I did it.
I did the outside of my
with
nose.
With purpose. Yeah.
Well, I know that.
How's that feel on your face?
Like for some forms of travel and stuff, those won't do it. Like the home test or even the rapid test, I know for like international travel,
you still
have to get a professional
one that takes a couple of days to get your results. CRT.
It's basically trying to protect your own family, basically, these things are. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get four tests.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Right.
I have five people at my house. Yeah.
Four tests per household, right?
So you're right. So Nick's down a test. He needs one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think we ordered any.
No, I got four.
I saw the website. Yeah,
my wife put in our order yesterday. Yeah. Well, okay, fine. If they're going to give them to us, let's
take
them.
I got two extra if you need.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was at the pharmacy at a grocery store. So they had tests at the grocery store, and the only guy I saw without a mask in the whole place was the guy looking at the COVID test. Like, oh, that's comforting. Good.
Assume it's a yes, man. Move on.
Yesterday we mentioned that Microsoft bought Activision Blizzard, you know, video game companies here, for almost $69 billion in cash. We mentioned that yesterday. It's a huge deal.
Right.
Now then, Axios points this out. They say that Microsoft, theoretically, could have bought all 30 Major League Baseball franchises for less money.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Less profitable then.
Yeah, because they go about $2 billion apiece or so.
No, probably more, average $1 billion.
Yeah.
Well, they say that buy all of them, it would be approximately $66 billion.
Okay.
Yeah, certain ones are worth more, obviously, than other ones.
And it's like NFL franchises recently have gone $2.5-3 billion.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're going to let one guy own all the baseball teams.
No.
No.
That's a monopoly.
I'd own them all. I'd own them all.
I'd like that.
And I would just have the Pirates with the best players. That's it. Why is the roster bigger? I own them all. We have 60 guys on the Pirates roster in case somebody has a bad day.
Or gets hurt.
Yeah. Your trophy room.
This year's National League All-Stars, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah. You'd win every year.
Well, that's
the idea.
Well, even if you didn't stack one team, the owner, the owner's already always there to get a trophy. Right. Like, oh, cool, I'll put this right next to every other trophy.
Consumer spending on video games in the U.S. came in at over $60 billion last year, an 8% increase from the year before.
So if the consumers all got together, collectively, they could buy all the Major League Baseball teams.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no. You'd have to give up your video games, and nobody wants to do that.
No.
I think a decent chunk of that was from my house.
Oh, yeah. My son's back into just Madden. He plays Madden now all the time.
We have to buy points to get the guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they, since they're downloaded now, constantly updated throughout the season? In a while?
Yeah, I think so.
More than periodically?
Yeah. I think the crazy thing about Madden has always been the bastardization of anybody could be on anybody's team. Because I walked in there one day and I said, who's our quarterback? Was he was playing he had the Steelers, but our quarterback was
Mahomes.
Yeah, somebody like that. Yeah, it was something else. And you could put those guys in any uniform you want. Yeah.
Oh, basically what you do with the Pirates.
Yeah, that's what I would do with the Pirates. Right?
Of course you'd do that.
Of course I would. Yeah.
You take all the 99s you can get.
Exactly. Put them all on one team, right?
The state of Texas will not be giving out as many voter registration cards this year.
Yeah, they don't want to.
The Secretary of State's office says they're only going to be able to give out a couple thousand registration forms to those who want them because they've only got so many.
If you're not paying attention, they're the minority vote, they're trying to get rid of.
If people do that, then they're just going to want to vote.
They're saying that, there's a paper shortage, and the paper costs more, too. So, we're not going to be able to register everybody to vote.
Wow.
If everybody votes,
there was a way to do it online.
Everybody votes, website. Conservatives don't win. That's a fact. Maybe not in your little town, but in general, across this country, if everybody would vote, they don't win.
They're revoking the paper shortage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they're close to saying you can't vote because you're black.
They don't care. Why don't they just come out and say,
you can't vote.
We just don't want black or brown people to vote.
That's what they mean. That's exactly what
they're
mean.
So close.
That's why in every red state, that job is becoming huge now.
Well, in Texas specifically.
Right, not just there. They're trying to do it here.
I know, but
the guy running for that here is an asshat like that.
But they've said that in the next couple of general elections, Texas may swing.
Right.
And that is not what they want.
Nope. Is it just a meeting to come up with creative excuses?
Probably.
Like paper shortage?
Yep.
Oh, we don't have enough pens. Right. We're out of number 2 lead pencils.
Yeah. Oh, you're black.
That's the only thing we can use.
This pen doesn't work.
Yes, we can't vote this year.
Nope.
Thanks, Brandon.
Right.
We're running us out of number 2 lead pencils.
Very dangerous. It's called democracy.
Yeah, well, nobody seems to care.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The chance to own a rare black diamond from outer space.
Black diamond, yours. Nick.
Yes.
That's all I'm thinking about.
I looked over at you. I was waiting for it.
Black diamond.
The Enigma weighs in at 555 carats.
Yeah, that's a big stone.
They should just give it to Gene Simmons.
Yeah. They figure it was either created from a meteoric impact or from a diamond-bearing asteroid that collided with Earth.
Yeah.
It's already set two world records. We'll mark a third when it becomes the largest diamond to ever appear at auction.
Diamond-bearing ass, I thought you said.
They figure it's going to get to nearly $7 million.
Guess what? Yeah.
Give it to Peter, Chris. Oh, yeah. I haven't watched this video in a while. There's a video of them playing this on the Midnight Special that's just amazing. Because at the beginning, the crowd's like, what's this? And by the end, there's smoke and the drums are destroyed and the crowd's just like rushing the stage to just grab anything they can.
Covered in Gene's blood.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's back when you could spit blood.
Yeah. It's the beginning. Yeah. There you go.
Black Diamond.
Old school. This is old Kiss. 75, maybe somewhere in there.
You say that like there's new Kiss.
It's true. Out on the streets for a living. Oh, you're right. Bitches only begun. Sounds so dated. I love it.
Does it? It kind of does.
Yeah, it's a little dated. There you go. There's the hook. I got to it. Black
Not
Diamond.
Every band can pull off the drummer singing a song.
No. No.
Well, or all of the songs.
Some of them can.
Joe's band tries to.
That's right.
I haven't heard from Joe in a while.
Eagles are pretty good at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's out front most of the time anymore.
He goes back behind the gate every now and again.
Yeah, every now and again.
Was his face painted like a cat?
True.
Nick's got you there.
That's a valid point, Nick.
Nick's got you there.
I'm not going to say it's a good point. It's a valid
Wearing
point.
Only just a leather vest.
I'm turning into Nick now. Anytime there's a word, it happens to be a Kiss song, I go play it.
Well, Black Diamond.
Yeah, exactly. It's Black Diamond.
CNN legal analyst Laura Coates.
Which one's she? I flip around the TV.
I don't know how to answer that.
I don't know. Oh, you're in. That's a good point. She's that one.
She's the hot one.
Oh, she's the hot one. Okay.
Yeah. She's the hot one on CNN.
Yeah.
Says she was rejected by producers when she offered to host Jeopardy.
Yeah, she wanted her name in the hat to be one of the guest hosts.
Why because?
Oh, I don't know.
She's too hot.
She was mentioned by former host Alex Trebek as a potential successor.
Right.
Yeah. And so she said, Trebek. Hey, let me give this a shot.
Yeah.
They said,
yeah.
Is she hot? Well, yes. I'd recognize her.
Yeah.
I think you would.
Yeah. She said when she was asked for the opportunity to host, she was told no. She said she knocked on doors and found them closed. He mentioned it. Trebek mentioned her name during an 018 interview.
Laura what now?
With TMZ.
Coates.
Coates.
C-O-A-T-E-S.
Yeah.
Yeah, that surprises me that Alex specifically mentioned her name and they didn't look into it.
Absolutely. I can't figure that out.
It's got to be frustrating.
Because, I mean, you want her on your TV screen.
Unless she was like a BNME and she just didn't interview well.
No, they just said no.
Oh, she
didn't,
said
didn't even get there.
No, she knocked on doors and they were closed.
She's black.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I'm not saying it does. I'm saying she's black.
Yeah, but they had LeVar Burton.
No, they didn't give LeVar Burton the job.
No, they didn't give him the job. She just wanted to guest host.
All right.
She didn't want the job necessarily.
Okay.
She wanted to be one of the fill-in hosts.
Okay.
Yeah, they wouldn't even give her a try.
Yeah, she's nice looking.
Absolutely. If she asked you to do something, you would say,
yes.
How soon?
Right.
You'd get on her helicopter?
I would. I got a guy.
I think according to this, it looked like she wanted the gig.
Oh, the actual gig. Okay.
Well, either way, but she didn't even get to get on the show.
Right. No, no. She wouldn't even, she didn't even get that far, but she would have taken it had they let her.
Now, half the country would have taken it.
Right. Yeah. Well,
that's actually her line of work, though.
She's a legal analyst. TV might be her line of work.
Yeah, she's good on TV, too.
She is.
I read an article about LeVar Burton, about him not getting it. He's kind of bummed. Yeah.
That's so weird with that job, because there's so many people that thought they should just get that job.
Yeah, I didn't get that part either.
Like Aaron Rodgers thought it was his if he wanted it. LeVar Burton was like, I want to host. Like, of course, a ton of people want to host Jeopardy.
It was never going to be Aaron Rodgers' gig.
No, but they all assumed they had it.
They all did. They all did. It was weird, yeah.
Yeah, they had two.
Now, I don't watch it because Alex died. I ain't watching it anymore.
Black guest host, and they had a couple of women. Yeah. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Well, Maya Bialik, whatever, so she's a chick.
She is.
That's brilliant right there. Yeah, she's a chick right there.
And she's not great.
I haven't watched
She's fine.
She's fine.
I agree.
She's fine, but she's not great.
Is he better than her, the guy, the nerd?
He certainly is.
Okay. Yeah.
Because right now, there'll be a little back and forth going on because she
cares about him.
Right. She is threatening his record. So as he hosts there, she's getting closer and closer to beating his record, Ken Jennings' record, for consecutive wins.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Maya Bialik. Who's better?
Ken Jennings.
Okay. But he's boring. Nobody cares about him, right?
Was Alex great on day one, or did he work his way into the
greatness? Alex was always a host of these things before he got Jeopardy. So.
Yeah, he was the game show guy before that.
Ken Jennings is just a lot more loose. Maya Bialik is stiff. Don't you think, Craig?
The stiff.
Yeah, and I've only seen a little bit.
I've seen them all.
All right.
And you're right.
I'm just saying not everybody's great on day one at everything. They might, but they might get there.
Yeah.
So Ken Jennings is hosting now?
But that job, you should have hired.
And he's way ahead of her. Yeah. So by that logic, he's only going to get better.
Yeah, but don't you
and
think?
And he will always be that much better than Miami Beyond.
Don't you think they should have hired a professional game show host? Because that's what that job is.
Yeah, but they're.
And who is that now?
There are people out there that still host game shows.
They did hire one, and they had to fire him immediately.
Right. Yep. That's right. That's right. Yeah. That was something. That was a play. He grabbed some ass, right?
That was a game show host.
Yeah, you're right. And he was good, but he
was fine,
ass.
Yeah.
Well, hire a non-ass-grabbing game show host.
Well, that's a dying breed. That may be a dead breed.
Now you tell him.
They may be extinct at this point.
You're going to end up with Joey Fatone on Jeopardy, and I don't think anybody wants that.
And more interesting than Ken Jennings. Right, walk back. Don't grab ass.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.